KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 45 degrees in Atlantic. We'll look for some areas of light rain or drizzle this morning, otherwise cloudy skies with temperatures falling into the 40s this morning and rebounding to around 50 this afternoon. Winds will be northwesterly at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. A tornado that spun up in Union County Tuesday evening hopscotched its way northward, apparently forming, dissipating, and then reforming along the way. The National Weather Service in Des Moines says a tornado was spotted confirmed on the ground 5 miles west of Maxburg near Zion in Adair County at around 5:42 p.m. Tuesday. A twister was also observed 6 miles south of Stewart Tuesday evening, and law enforcement confirmed one touchdown in a rural area near Stewart at around 6:10 p.m. A tornado was also observed on the ground in Guthrie County near Pinar and Lake Panorama, according to dispatch reports. There were no immediate reports of confirmed damage. Other tornadoes were confirmed to have struck in Appanoose, Poweshiek, Tama, and Blackhawk counties Tuesday. Damage was reported to have occurred at a farmstead near Cedar Falls at around 5:30 p.m. and the Centerville Municipal Airport at around 3:21 p.m. The Weather Service will be updating its reports as the day progresses today. A traffic stop in Red Oak at around 2:10 a.m. today resulted in the arrest of a woman on drug and other charges. Red Oak police say 35-year-old Christina Dawn Short of Council Bluffs was taken into custody at around 2:45 a.m. for possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and driving under suspension. Short was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Montgomery County Sheriff's Department K-9 unit assisted in the investigation. At around 11:35 p.m. Tuesday, Red Oak police conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle with an expired registration. The driver, 20-year-old Kevin Ruben Avalos Ruiz of Red Oak, was arrested for driving under suspension, fourth offense. Avalos Ruiz was also cited for expired registration and no proof of insurance. He was booked into the Montgomery County Jail on $566 bond. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says a woman was arrested at the Roadway Inn in Red Oak Tuesday afternoon. Following an investigation into an incident at the hotel, 24-year-old Adrian Concepcion Gonzalez of Stevensville, Texas, was taken into custody for obstruction of emergency communications. Her bond was set at $300. And 54-year-old Deanna K. Sowers of Red Oak was arrested at around 5 p.m. Tuesday following an incident in the 1500 block of 150th Street north of Red Oak. Sowers was booked into the Montgomery County Jail for simple domestic assault. She was being held without bond pending an appearance before the magistrate. A report from the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation has cleared a Creston police officer in a fatal shooting. DJ Dunphy reports Sergeant Jared Otten will not face any criminal charges.
The incident, which happened back in mid-August, involved several officers responding to a person in McKinley Park with a weapon. The person, later identified as Christopher Cameron, did not respond to officers' commands. Cameron eventually, after several attempts by officers to get him to show his hands, advanced on Sergeant Otten. It was found that Sergeant Otten acted appropriately. I'm TJ Dunphy.
The Iowa Supreme Court heard oral arguments in Red Oak Tuesday evening in a review of an Iowa Court of Appeals decision that reversed a murder conviction in northwest Iowa. An Emmett County jury found Lee Samuel Christensen of Esterville guilty of second-degree murder in the 2016 shooting death of Thomas Bortfit. Bortfit had been seeing a woman that Christensen had dated, and his defense argued that he should be found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Christensen appealed the verdict, alleging jurors found him guilty of a more serious charge because of a Facebook post threatening a riot if he wasn't found guilty of first-degree murder. Assistant Attorney General Tyler Buehler asked the Supreme Court justices to vacate the appeals court ruling that the jury was prejudiced, arguing that it was based on innuendo and not the fact-finding used in the district court's decision.
What we have in this case is what's happened in every Iowa courtroom going back 150 years. Every time there is a small-town, high-profile prosecution, there are rumors, there is innuendo, and there is gossip. This case is nothing more than that, with the added twist of 21st century technology.
Iowa City Attorney Leon Spies represented Christensen and argued that social media tainted the jury's ruling.
Mr. Christensen had the right to have a trial decided by 12 impartial jurors, not 11, not 10. And the other aspect of this case, besides the misconduct issue, is the bias issue. And the bias issue is the one that I think gives pause to any comfort being found in Mr. Christensen being found guilty of only second-degree murder.
Justice Edward Mansfield questioned whether the alleged Facebook post had any impact on the jury's murder conviction.
What we're talking about is a Facebook post of a rumor of a riot, and then that was somebody talked about that post to a juror, and it's not even clear if that was discussed prior to the verdict having been reached.
Chief Justice Mark Cady said the justices will continue to deliberate on the case and file a ruling within a couple of months. In our funeral announcements, Judy M. Gust, age 75 of Audubon, died Monday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. A celebration of life memorial mass for Judy Gust will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Marion North, age 91 of Harlan, died Sunday at her home. Graveside services for Marion North will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Cuppies Grove Cemetery in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. David Fudd Anderson, age 66 of Atlantic, died October 5th at his home. A funeral mass for David Anderson will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic with a burial and luncheon to follow. There is no visitation. David Elwood, age 52 of Atlantic, died Saturday at his home. A prayer service for David Elwood will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Esther Fredrickson, age 101 of Avoca and formerly of Walnut, died Tuesday at Avoca Specialty Care. Services for Esther Fredrickson are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.